The Lord be with you, heart dwellers. Today's October the 5th, 2015. Sorry I didn't make it last night, but I was very, very tired and fell asleep halfway through the message. So it seems like at least one day out of the week, it all catches up to me. But I'm back, and the Lord finished the message tonight. So I'm going to go ahead and share that with you. Lord, what is on your heart? He said, heaven. Heaven? Yes, I'm excited to see the expression on your faces when you see what I've prepared for you. Each of you, I might add. Nothing mass-produced about my gifts. Each one is handmade just for the uniqueness of each of my brides. I have longed for this time in history, Claire. With all my heart, I have waited for the day when I could remunerate my precious ones who have poured out their hearts in an oblation to me. Yes, there are rewards in heaven for those gone before, but there's going to be something so very, very special about being united with your bodies in glory. You will see. There are certain things, certain sensations and sweetness that accompany a glorified body, and I long to see you all completed before me. So with great excitement do I look forward to this day. Yes, as you were thinking, it is a consolation for me to soften the blow of so many lost souls, and yet great revival will sweep the earth after your departure. And this revival will be so intense that some will be most happy to die for me. Your rapture will be irrefutable proof that I am, and I am a rewarder of those who diligently seek me. He who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Hebrews 11:6. This will be a sign to those left behind that I have gone to prepare a place for them as well. And though they face the guillotine, they will be consoled that this veil of tears has finally come to its end, and they are forever free of the encumbrances of their bodies. This will sustain many until the very moment of their departure. It will be a sign, too, that I am real to their executioners. Many executioners will quickly follow in the footsteps when conviction engulfs them and the reality of who I truly am. Now down to the brass tacks. There are still some among you who have chosen to go on living in sin and hoping I will take you in the rapture. My brides and potential brides, you must break with sin. Many of you still do not connect with your status in sin. But Lord, what about your mercy? Mercy is for those who are unaware or so weak that their every attempt fails. I am addressing those of you who think as the world thinks and approve behaviors that the world approves, thinking in error that I am in agreement with them. But I am not. Therefore, be holy, because I am holy. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. But just as he who has called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy, because I am holy. That's in 1 Peter 1. There are some who still refuse to marry the one they are living with. You are fornicating. Convenience has taken precedence over righteousness. Without righteousness, your soul is hanging over the abyss, let alone the privilege of being raptured. Is it worth it, dear one? Are you ready to find yourselves in the fires of hell because you refuse to do the right thing? What good does the knowledge of the scriptures and your devotions do for you if you are condemned with the unbelievers for your behavior? Some of you are playing with fire, thinking, I'll go just this far and no further. Do you know you entered into sin with the first kisses? Greet one another with a holy kiss, yes. But indulging your pleasures without crossing the line is crossing the line in my book. Keep your thoughts, your glances, utterly pure, brotherly and sisterly. Do not fan the flames and think you are innocent. Do not put off your conversion until tomorrow. Tomorrow is not guaranteed to you. Why am I speaking so harshly with the one I love? Because I love you and do not wish for you to lose everything you could have gained if only you had protected yourself and been on guard. You have come this far. Don't lose it all. Avoid every occasion of sin. Do not be lured into a position where you can lose control. Keep everything pure and above board. Do not steal. Do not pad expenses, cut corners, or falsify information to get what you want. It is indeed the little foxes that spoil the vine. Be on your guard because your opponent is continually studying your movements to see where you are vulnerable. Do not lie. Do not misrepresent. Do not twist the words of others to suit your agenda. I abhor a false witness and frequently turn them over to various trials to be sifted by the devils. Do not beat your fellow servant. Treat your wife, your husband, as your own flesh. Defer to one another in sincere and heartfelt love. Put off haughty and disparaging looks, disrespectful behavior. Humble yourselves, and I will lift you up. Wives, obey your husband's desires, even in those things not spoken. Husbands, be tender and gentle, forbearing and forgiving your wives, who very often do not speak openly of their burdens, but carry much in their commitments to you. Do not expose yourself to unseemly behavior in music, movies, and entertainment. To watch sin is to participate in it. At the very least, you are endorsing and supporting it. Better that your eyes, your heart, and your mind should never, ever be subjected to this. As it is written, I will walk with integrity of heart within my house. I will not set my eyes on anything that is worthless. A perverse heart shall be far from me. I will know nothing of evil. Whoever slanders his neighbor secretly, I will destroy. Whoever has a haughty look and an arrogant heart, I will not endure. He who walks in the way that is blameless shall minister to me. No one who utters lies shall continue before my eyes. That's Psalm 101. Now that you know these things, happy will you be if you do them. I'm going to admonish you not to overreact to this message. If you are in sin, get out of it. My spirit has many times visited you with warnings. Now is no time to mess around or be lazy. No one is guaranteed another day on this earth. Tomorrow may be your last. Reform your life now. Don't put it off. Again, I say to you, do not put it off. Those whom the Lord loves, he chastises. Do not twist what I have said and make a blanket of condemnation for yourself. If you are in sin, you know it well. The rest of you, dear ones, who have fought the good fight and removed yourselves from occasions of sin, you who have suffered loneliness rather than continue on in fornication. You have paid a great price, and great also is your reward in heaven. Those of you who refuse to lie to the government, refuse to bear false witness, well done, I say to you. It may have cost you some great earthly good, but what does it profit you to gain the whole world and lose your very own soul? You may be poorer for it, but you have chosen what was right. Those of you who have kept yourselves clean from defilements in the world, well done, I say to you. You have followed the delicate leadings I've placed in your conscience. I'm happy in your heart and find great solace there. Those of you who have been victims of gossip, slander, and evil men, yet have prayed for them with sincere intention from the heart, you very much resemble me in my crown of thorns. I will have no trouble recognizing you at the rapture. Dwell securely now between my breasts and receive from me abundant love to pour upon this depraved and fallen world. Your love is needed, and I delight to nourish you with the very finest wine. I bless you all now and say to you that my spirit is with you to convict you of anything in your life that would prevent you from being raptured. So pay attention. Don't gloss anything over to this voice in your heart. But listen very carefully. Those whom I love, I correct.